Ash Wednesday was 3 weeks ago yesterday, and Holy Thursday is 3 weeks from today, 3 weeks from tonight. That means we're pretty much at the midpoint of Lent. By now, we are familiar with the basic disciplines of Lent, and by now we should have in place our Lenten practices. And by now, it should be clear to us that it's not that easy to change. 3 weeks is enough time to fall back into old habits, to fail in some of our disciplines. Not that that's a disaster, but it should humble us, make it clear to us that this is not a sprint. This is a long distance race, and it takes time for our whole life, our whole way of life to change. The Ninevites changed in one day, but the Israelites didn't change even in 40 years. We were more like Israelites than Ninevites. Now that's just human nature. I'm not being too critical, I think. It's simply an honest evaluation of what we're facing. But we should have a good understanding of sin and the call to repentance. We should be motivated to repent, even if we might not be completely successful every day. But there's another problem which is a big obstacle in Lent, and that's what comes up in today's readings. It's not just sin, but a condition, a spiritual condition, which the scriptures call hardness of heart. Now, sin is a problem. Sins are problems. But when we repent, we turn away from sin, we express our contrition, we can be set free. Hardness of heart, though, is a refusal to turn away from sin. It's a refusal to repent. So maybe in our way of thinking, we'd say, well, the opposite of repentance is sin, but not exactly. The opposite of repentance is hardness of heart. So today's liturgy mentions this condition as the root problem. If you think of the public ministry of Jesus, he dealt with lots of sinners, tax collectors and prostitutes, Gentiles, people had been possessed, all sorts of sins. But the category of people that he found hardest to work with was the Pharisees, and they didn't look like sinners at all. They were not tax collectors and prostitutes, they were holy men. At least that's what it looked like, because they did holy things and they said holy words and they wore holy clothes and they went to holy places. So what was the problem? It was interior. It was an inner disposition. It was hardness of heart, refusal to listen. Today's psalm response captures this lesson exactly. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. This is a common Lenten antiphon. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. To hear his voice is to be given an invitation to change. But to hear his voice and refuse to change, that's the spiritual disaster. It's one thing to be weak or ignorant or stuck in a bad habit that we're trying to change. We're all in that condition. We're all sinners. That's why we need Lent. It's another thing to stand firm against the call to repentance, to say, I don't need to repent. Stop telling me that. To say, who are you to tell me to repent? Or to say, you don't have the authority over me. Or to say, God hasn't said that. You see what Jeremiah describes in today's first reading is this exact condition of hardness of heart. He's talking, now this is God talking about his own people. He called them to listen, they didn't listen. He called them to follow, they didn't follow. This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. They don't listen. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. So this is hardness of heart. If you want to see the extremes on the scale of the condition of the heart, on the worst end, you can see Satan. On the best, we'll be celebrating her tomorrow, the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's why it's kind of beautiful that this theme comes up today, and then tomorrow we see the counterexample. Today we see hardness of heart. We see Satan or Beelzebul described in today's gospel. And then tomorrow, the perfect response, the perfect listener, the perfect yes that we see in the Blessed Virgin Mary. But for today, we have to face the problem of hardness of heart. And in the gospel today, Jesus works a very beautiful miracle. He drives out a demon. He frees someone who was possessed with a mute spirit. And the people say, well, that's an evil thing. That's done by cooperation with the prince of demons. Show us a sign from heaven. It says here, Jesus knew their thoughts. He didn't say, you've committed this or that sin. He said, there's something wrong with your thoughts. There's something wrong inside. You're observing something good and judging it as evil. You're standing against the work of God. You're not listening to the voice of God. Satan can be overcome, as powerful as he is. Overcome. You see, Satan is this strong man, fully armed. But if someone stronger comes along, and that's who Jesus is, he can overcome him, bind him up, take away his weapons. But what cannot be overcome, or what will not be overcome, is a will that refuses to bend. Hardness of heart is in the will. It's not in the behavior, in the flesh, or in the habits, or in the confusion of the mind. It's in the will. I will not serve. That's hardness of heart. I will not listen. I will not change. That's hardness of heart. And that's what Satan has, but he's overthrown. He's not converted. Satan is overthrown. He's cast out, but he's not converted. He doesn't change. Lent is a time for us to change. And that means we have to open. It means not only do we have to pray fast and be merciful, but we have to open the inner level of our life, our hearts, so that no hardness will be harbored there. We don't let any part of our inner life be hardened against God. No resentment, no pride, no judgments, no self-righteousness. These are the things that are really deep-rooted. And this is the level on which Jesus wants to bind up the strong man and cast him out. So as we get to this midpoint of Lent and as we prepare for the beautiful feast we're going to celebrate tomorrow, let us continue to open our hearts. Let our hearts be softened by the power of the Word and the power of grace, so that this Lent, halfway through, will bear good fruit in our deep and lasting conversion.